This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Jeff Buchanan Before the Show.
Vince is feeling extra testosterone-y today.
Yes.
Got all DIY at the house last night.
Oh, my God. You know, I usually leave myself to just doing light bulb replacement. And things like
battery replacement in the smoke alarm sometimes, only when they start chirping.
Yeah, because that's just irritating.
That's my house. Right. That's how it works at my house.
So I noticed the garage door is making this loud noise when it shuts. And I'm like, what's going on? And I see that one of the hinges that connects the two panels has snapped, like a stress fracture. It snapped.
Oh, goodness.
I'm like, I can do this.
Yeah, you're not calling our boy Ricky.
No, I'm not calling Ricky, who's our official garage door guy. And everybody I know has had his garage door fixed by our friend Ricky.
For the record, Ricky is the only person I know that actually made himself an official P1 jacket.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
And a hat. I had that. He has a jacket and a hat does it have our names on it?
I thought it did.
I think it still says Davey. I think he has he has a Davey jacket. He's going to have to make a new one.
Just cross
it out. Make a little jest.
Yeah.
So I investigated, found a universal part at Lowe's, got my socket set out, replaced it, garage door functioning properly. I'm always worried about the bigger appliances. Maybe I shouldn't mess with them.
Yeah. Right.
Because things can go really wrong quickly.
Well, the good news is that you saw it. You go, okay, that is broken. I replace that,
yes.
And I'm fine. There are already holes drilled.
Yeah.
All I have to do, I can't possibly screw this up. I just put that, another one of those, in place of that, and I'm good.
How much dust was collected on your socket set exactly? Because I don't really...
Actually, none, because it comes in its own carrying case.
It's all good. He's ready to go.
Accumulate.
He's fine. So you're good, though? No blood?
No blood.
No blood?
It's got one moving part. It's a hinge, but still, it looked different. It was a universal part. It didn't look exactly the same as the other hinges, and I'm like, this door's going to go up and then buckle in two, and it's going to cost me $1,000.
You didn't find a way to get your finger stuck in the hinge and no blood? Oh, no, that's good.
Listen. The Jeff Buchanan Before the Show on 98.5 KLUC.
They want us to make another announcement that you already know about coming up at 6 o'clock. Another big residency announcement. She says. Oh. Well, I'm thinking maybe we'll give I'm thinking we'll give away those tickets during Kayla's show of SmackDown.
Oh, okay. Right, cool.
I think it's exciting. Yeah. Spence and I had a brief conversation by text last night about whether this would be exciting. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yes.
I'm flashing, I'm making hand signals of the first letter.
Yeah.
Is that exciting?
Yeah, it's pretty exciting. I've never seen this before.
I want to see this.
Yeah.
I've never seen this before either. I want to see this.
I agree. I've never seen... That is one of those that I've never seen before.
Do you know what we're talking about?
I do.
I've never seen one this big. I've never seen one in this setting.
Yeah, and it's supposed to be huge.
Yeah. Oh, God. I mean, well... Not as big as it normally is.
No.
But it will be really big in a much smaller space.
Yeah, so which will make it look even bigger.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, because it's trimmed.
Yes.
Oh,
it's
wow.
Trimmed.
Absolutely.
It's trimmed to fit into the space.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, but it'll still be big.
Yes. Yes.
Happy Valentine's Day, everybody. Yeah. So that announcement coming up in the first pick in just a minute. First pick of the prizes. Yeah, I can't put those up, and I can't put Justin Timberlake up either. I'm sorry. I know you'd like to just ruin the show for everybody. I've got the Justin Timberlake tickets. Yeah! Everybody run. But no, Chris Tucker tickets, though, we'll throw out there. There's a free 90s dance party at Brooklyn Bowl on Friday. See, this is what happens when I have a full night of sleep. I can actually tell you about this and not screw it all up. Like like yesterday with 90 minutes of sleep, and it was embarrassing. God. Free Brooklyn Bowl show Friday with Charlie XCX. But we can throw you $50 food and beverage so you can at least buy a couple rounds, maybe.
Yeah.
And then there's a grand prize of your own bowling lane. If you've got your, that's prime real estate. That is beachfront property at Brooklyn Bowl. If
you get
got
your own bowling lane?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And when, and so then also it's like, you know how at a concert and they play the, you know, all the hits and everybody's standing and they're excited and all that. And then they go to play a slow song and everybody sits down. That you can bowl.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Which, as an artist, has to be horrifically distracting. Have you seen a show at Brooklyn Bowl?
Yes, I have.
So you know then, it's just, if you're the artist, it's just right off to your right.
Yeah.
It's just over there to your right. Mm-hmm. You're trying to do stuff. Strike! CL1 is spinning at this thing too, so you know it's good.
Yeah.
And then this European Music Festival, I'm so interested. I really am. Downtown, here was the thing. At first, we were like, come on.
Right.
European Music Festival, stop it. Downtown Summerlin doesn't.
They don't mess around.
So they don't do bad stuff.
I have never been disappointed with any of the different events they throw down there, so I'm excited
about
it.
These guys are very well-funded, this European Music Festival.
There you go.
Basically, they want to turn Downtown Summerlin into Europe for, like, for 3 days. It's a big three-day thing. We've got a grand prize of 3-day wristbands for that as well. So, at 702-364-9898, not right now, but in about 20 minutes or so, what's the best food to eat alone on Valentine's Day? We've all spent a Valentine's Day alone.
Yeah.
At some point in your life, you have, right?
Right.
Oh, God, yeah.
And if you haven't, you're a unicorn and you shouldn't have prizes. You're like, you've already led a good life. You don't need more.
Thanks for rubbing it in with your love and everything.
Right? What is the best food to eat alone on Valentine's Day? We'll get into that.
Get up! Yeah!
Ladies and gentlemen,
welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
I'm just going to start a couple of minutes early. I know it's not quite 6 o'clock yet. That was why I like the official opening and all that kind of stuff. But we got things to do.
Okay.
Justin Timberlake tickets and a chance for you to score yourself, what, over $1,200 today?
Yep.
Correct.
This is not a national contest.
No.
Somebody in Las Vegas has a chance, or Henderson, or wherever you can hear us right now, on an actual regular radio. Somebody has a chance to win over $1,200 in Spence's challenge today. Right about 7:25. What are you going to do, Kayla, after Valentine's Day is over? Do those channels, do they have Easter movies too? Will you get sucked into that?
Like Hallmark and Lifetime and everything?
Yeah, because Kayla's been sucked in. It was Halloween movies, then holiday movies of all genres, then Christmas movies specifically. Then now they've gone into Valentine's movies.
Well, they went Winterfest, and now it's Valentine's Day movies.
I'm so sorry for skipping a step. I'm sorry, I didn't have to jump. I didn't mean to go ahead in the book. And you got sucked into Valentine's movies?
Yes. I actually found a list of all these movies on Netflix and Hallmark and Lifetime for the girly girl who likes to watch these movies. So I'm flipping through the different apps that all these channels have, and I'm trying the movie. And I watched 3 of them last night, and they were all horrible.
By the way, Kayla's the girl, too, that just gets sucked in by that. I saw a list. I must complete this list.
Yes. Yeah.
She sees that. C list. B list. You know what I mean? Not letters. Like, she will see the list and then she has to be that list.
Yes, absolutely.
To see if that list is accurate.
Exactly.
That's that mathematical mind of yours. You freak out.
And the worst thing is that at the top of this list, they give you like, oh, if you like this movie, you'll love these movies. And it had at the top, it's like, if you love The Kissing Booth. And I'm like, I watched The Kissing Booth like 8 times. I have
What's
to watch
The Kissing
this.
Booth?
It's about.
Wait, do you know what this Kissing
Booth
is?
Yeah.
Okay. I love it.
Who's in it?
It's some no-name actors or whatever. But she is, like, the best friend of, like, this one kid, and his older brother and her, like, get together and because they kissed in a kissing booth, and now they're in love.
And he's hot.
And he's so hot.
We don't know his name? We don't know his name?
Noah, his actor,
that's
his character name is Noah or whatever. And they
that's
end
not
up.
Not really who he is.
No. I don't, they're not like.
I don't know, but he's Noah and I love him.
But I will tell you, Molly Ringwald is in that movie as the mother adult Molly Ringwald.
Molly Ringwald.
Yeah.
Did you see the sequel where Noah gets a cold sore? It's not,
not
as romantic.
Hot.
Kissing Booth.
The actor is Jacob Elordi. E-L-O-R-D-I.
You're saying yeah like you know him. Oh, Jacob Elordi. No, oh, yeah. Oh, I love
he's
him.
He's hot.
Oh,
tall,
I love him.
Chiseled.
Spence over here going, oh, yeah, he's hot.
Conversation going on in my head. I wasn't even listening to what the name was.
Yeah. I saw the movie Tag last night. Have you ever seen that?
No, what is that?
Tag is a true life story of a group of guys who've had a game of tag going for nearly 30 years.
I saw the previews for this. Good?
I loved it. Oh. Now, you remember, I like crap movies. We know this. Ask Jacob Toronto from ChasingCinema.com, who comes in every Friday. He'll tell you.
You and Kayla have that in common.
No. Do things explode in it?
No.
Is Tom Cruise in the movie?
I'm thinking, no. John Hamm, Ed Helms, Isla Fisher. Isla Fisher, who's super intense and curses a lot. She's so hot.
I know.
And
right?
She's wicked horny. No, I mean in this movie. Yeah. She's Wedding Crashers hot.
Oh, I love her.
In this movie. Sorry, I said Spence down the path. There he goes.
I remember seeing the preview for this and thinking, oh my God, this looks so good. And then it kind of disappeared.
Yeah, I think it got bad reviews and I'm not sure why. But again, I like movies that have bad reviews.
Yeah.
Because I don't care about all that. My wife will be watching a movie and my wife will be like, the acting in this is so terrible. And I'm like, I don't know.
Is there a slow motion
scene? They didn't stop in the middle. They didn't stop in the middle and go, what was I supposed to say? So it's okay for me. What did they?
I have a very serious question. Is there a slow motion like running scene with John Hamm in it? Because I would love
No, that. But they make it. There's what I believe to be an ad-libbed line about his manhood, which is well chronicled.
Yes.
And so there's a joke about that.
Hashtag sweatpants.
That I believe. Yeah. I looked in and I IMDb'd it because usually they'll tell you if there's a line that was ad-libbed that stuck out. No pun intended. nobody said anything. Jeremy Renner is in this movie and he's great.
I love him.
Now
isn't
I'm
he? He's like the guy that can't get tagged, right? He's like the
giving away the movie.
Okay. No one's going to see that movie, Chet. Feel free.
I did. I went through it. I went, oh, tag.
Well,
I wanted to see this. It was awesome.
Is it a spoiler, though, if you do it a year or two after it comes out?
I'm not going to be that guy.
I can't wait for the follow-up. Hide and seek.
You know what? Mock if you must, sir. Anybody else notice that Ariana Grande and Alicia Keys are just taking a beating on social media, at least enough that I saw somebody write an article about it.
Oh, really?
That people are angry with Ariana Grande. They think she's like this little spoiled, entitled, mean girl. They haven't gotten over the donut licking from a couple of years ago.
That's all reared its ugly head. And I get it. She looked a little petty by literally live tweeting the entire Grammys after, you know, they kind of had their parting of ways. She did that the whole time, and she seemed very, like, spiteful.
It was a very 14-year-old mean girl.
Yeah, it really was. And I love Ariana. I do. She can do no wrong in my book. But I get it. All your past stuff is going to come back to haunt you if you just act like a child the whole time.
You can't, and then it gives the impression that you're fake nice. You're nice when you have to be.
Yeah.
And that's the sad part.
What was the Alicia Keys? I don't know anything about that.
Dude, there were people that were like, I can't stand this hippy-dippy, everything is wonderful. Hey, all my sisters. All that, you know, and all that stuff. And people were just like mad about it. But to the point of, I hate Alicia Keys. And I was like, oh,
she's so nice. I get you don't maybe are not a fan of the style of it.
Right.
But she's so loving and caring.
She's so sweet.
Oh, I hate this hippie stoner no makeup. And it was like, oh my God.
By the way, the no makeup thing she's been doing for years now. Get over that.
And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking old white guys. I know that's what you're, I know that you're thinking, wearing MAGA hats. You know, whatever.
Sure.
Alicia Keys.
Yeah, and it wasn't though. Don't put that ugly on people, dude.
There was a BBC reporter.
On both sides. Oh, BBC reporter got punched?
Like at the rally. Camera. Okay,
Then. I didn't know the reference.
Yeah.
Well, breaking news, people. A BBC reporter got punched at a MAGA rally. And then the question was, is there a celebrity that you just really hate? We got to do this quick because we got to get to first pick. is there a celebrity you really hate?
Oh, Liev Schreiber. I just hate Liev Schreiber.
God, it's funny. And tell everybody the story why.
I was in New York and he was coming out of the back of like one of those stages one time. And I'm like, oh my God, it's Liev Schreiber. And so we were trying to get a photo or whatever. And he just ignored everyone. He was rude to everyone. Like he was like, oh, I'm so much better than everyone else.
He didn't stop and tongue kiss Kayla. So she's mad.
I wasn't asking for a tongue kiss.
So mad.
But a nice peck on the cheek would have been sweet.
Maybe he had somewhere to go.
Maybe.
Do you realize if you stop there, you've got to stop for a half an hour? Maybe
there
was late
for
dinner.
There was like five of us. He could have acknowledged us. It would have been much nicer.
So she hates him, though. That's a lesson for you. Be nice to everybody. Who's somebody that you really hate?
Now officially Ja Rule. Pay the Bahamians. I saw Firefest. He's complicit in some way. Pay the Bahamians that didn't get paid to build the stuff. And that one woman who had the restaurant who got screwed for 50 grand. Ja Rule, I dislike
him. He could pay her.
He
could take care of her.
Yeah.
And you know what? And that's the most visible one. And all would be forgiven on Ja Rule's end.
Honestly.
But instead, he's like, I was bamboozled too. Murder. You know what I mean?
That's his official statement right there.
You weren't bamboozled. You were not bamboozled, dude. You were knee deep in all of it. And I still have a very unhealthy and for no real reason at all, hatred for Meghan Trainor. And I don't...
It's not just a... Why do you hate her?
I don't know why.
It's all about
know why. I wish I could get over it.
It is.
I need to meet her and have her be nice to me so that I can get over it.
I just don't get it.
I don't either. I'm just...
Okay, with the first pick.
It's the first pick. On the Jeff Buchanan
Show.
That's
what it is, because she calls her butt bass. Your butt is not bass.
Well, and it wasn't the one song was a hit. It's just she kept referring it to bass in other songs.
And you're not that sassy. Stop it. It's your fake
sassy. Did you hate Nicki Minaj then? Not take it off, but she got super bass.
We're getting off.
Okay.
No, Nicki is Nicki. It's different. It's
all
totally
all forgiven.
All right, here's the real first pick question. 702-364-9898. There's a list. We won't read it to you now, but the list of the top foods to eat when you're alone on Valentine's Day. What's the best food to eat when you're alone on Valentine's Day? Or what have you gorged on when you're alone on Valentine's Day, Kayla?
Ramen. Oof. But like you don't eat one pack of ramen. You go like three packs ramen.
That's just sad.
That's not sad.
It's sad. Because
I love that.
You're eating Thank ramen you. And you're alone and you've not even decided to splurge. You've spent 13 cents on your dinner.
and your sodium level is through the roof.
You're going to have a heart attack.
That's the point.
Best food. You're alone on Valentine's Day.
Black tie pasta from Claim Jumper. Just eat it.
See, brilliant.
Eat it. It's 8,000 calories and you're just out.
I was going to go simple with pizza, but now you got me thinking. You got to make a big pot of spaghetti.
Right?
Oh, that sounds good.
Have a glass of red wine. Happy Valentine's Day, me. Best food to eat when you're alone on Valentine's Day.
You got to go all carbs, some mac and cheese.
Oh, good mac and cheese.
You know what? This is so much better than I thought it was going to be. Aerosmith is coming to town. Viva Las Aerosmith.
Yes.
Stop. New Vegas residency dates added by popular demand after selling out their first 16 shows. New dates for Aerosmith, Deuces Are Wild Vegas residency in September through December. So you've got time. We'll have tickets later on today.
Awesome.
But for now, for the first pick, Chris Tucker tickets. He's going to be at the Wynn Las Vegas. Those don't go on sale till Friday at 10 a.m. Charlie XCX, free 90s dance party at Brooklyn Bowl. But we will give you a $50 food and beverage credit, and maybe even you'll be in the grand prize for your own bowling lane.
Oh, awesome.
For you and your crew, which is awesome. You just said that. Confirmed. It's awesome.
Yeah.
Official.
Or general admission wristbands for one day, European Music Festival tickets, which could turn into three-day wristbands. 702-364-9898.
With the first pick.
It's the first pick. First pick on the Jeff Buchanan Show.
You know what? I'm going to double up on this, too. Not only what is the best food to eat when you're alone on Valentine's Day, but who's the celebrity that you really hate? No, because we went into the commercials. They had the Planet Fitness with J.B. Smoove. Hate J.B. Smoove, and I don't know why. Again, I don't know why. Because I think he's phony.
It feels gimmicky to me.
Yeah, it's always a character. He's a character.
Yeah.
Watch him on Curb Your Enthusiasm. You'll love him. He's great.
You love everything on Curb Your Enthusiasm.
That's true, but he's really good.
You know who's another one? Jeff Garlin. One of the worst interviews I've ever done in my life.
Yeah, he's a jerk in real life. But
that was this show.
Yeah, it was this show. But he's great on Curb.
Yes, ma'am.
You know who I love to hate, and you might not agree. It's Gary Oldman because he always plays a villain. but I love to hate him.
Can I tell you something?
Sure.
First, can I humble brag for a second?
Yeah.
I did the auction for that Criss Angel event a couple of years ago. Remember when he was trying to raise $1 million in one night? They did a big celebrity show. Criss Angel and Gary Oldman are very good friends. And at the end of it, they're pulling the, quote, the cast out on stage, you know, to take a bow at the end. And I was like, no, you know, I'm not going out there. They're like, no, go ahead. I'm like, okay, I'm the help. Right. I'm not, these people are celebrities. That's not me. And then, so somebody pulled me out there and I was like, okay, I'll stand in the back. And then this guy kind of moseys over next to me and says, is this not the most uncomfortable part of it? And I look over, it's Gary Oldman.
Ah.
And he goes, by the way, you were spectacular tonight. You were really, really great. What's your name again? And he was truly interested. And I went, I love Gary Oldman. But I get why you would feel that way.
Yeah, he's a villain all the time.
Listen, I'm sure J.B. Smoove is great. I'm sure that Meghan Trainor is amazing.
A lovely person.
Just for right now, Liev Schreiber's an angel. I don't know what you're thinking.
He's awesome.
Alfredo, what's the best food to eat when you're alone on Valentine's Day?
Chinese food.
Yeah, man.
Chinese food.
Where do you go with that? Like what Chinese food? Yeah, what Chinese food?
Orange chicken and chow mein.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to have some sort of noodle in there.
Yeah, you got to have carbs.
Just, yeah, to get. And who's the celebrity that you really hate?
Ooh, I'm not a hateful person.
Well, neither are we. What are you saying? Are you making accusations, Alfredo? Are you saying we're hateful?
I'm not making no accusations, but you know.
No, there's not really somebody.
You can hate Liev Schreiber with me. It's fine.
Mm. Well,
you can support Kate.
I would have to agree with you on Meghan Trainor, though.
She just annoys me. That's all. And again, I'm sure she's wonderful. And you can bet your bottom dollar right now that the more I talk about it, the more likely it is that she'll be coming on the show very soon. Right. And I have to face that. Geraldo, is it Geraldo or Geraldo?
It's Geraldo.
Geraldo. Geraldo. what food is best to eat on Valentine's Day when you're alone?
I'm eating hot and juicy.
Hell yeah, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Because if you ain't getting no hot and juicy, you might as well get some hot and juicy.
Hot and juicy. Okay.
Who's a celebrity you just can't stand?
I don't like Ariana Grande. I don't know. I just don't like her voice. I don't like nothing about the young lady.
I'm telling you, man, that's
making a lot of people mad lately.
That wave is starting to roll. I feel bad because this is not good.
Yeah.
You know?
I'm all on the Ariana Grande train, but the fact is that she literally tried her best to put down the Grammys the whole time. And actually, the Grammys were pretty good this year. And
that's
I'm like, I get it.
She was treated poorly. Oh, it's awful that she's standing up for herself.
Or
did she throw a hissy fit and stomp her feet and walk off?
Maybe.
Because that ain't
true. There's been a lot of disagreements at the Grammys and award shows before and stuff, and this is just the first time I've seen anyone that's like, well,
Nicki Minaj has got her back.
I didn't get my way. I mean, I don't know if that's the case. I'm just throwing out the other side. 702-364-9898. What's a good food to eat when you're alone on Valentine's Day? Lasagna.
I would say ice cream.
Hell yes, an entire pint. Maybe
it's funny though that you said ice cream when your name is Lasagna, which sounds like
we already know.
Stupid
lasagna.
You're stupid. Yeah, she's never heard that in grade school.
That's okay.
Did fourth grade just come rushing back to you?
No, believe it or not, as an adult.
Really?
they still do it.
People are brilliant.
I know, right?
Thanks for the insult. I appreciate it with a side of ice cream.
I usually take the luck out when I'm telling them my name so I won't have to deal with
it. Right? Why did you give me the luck?
You knew Spence was here today, right?
No, I didn't.
Hang on just one second. Alicia Keys is super talented as a pianist, but yeah, the whole love everyone, go make your dreams come true S is pretty tired. Ariana Grande is the fakest celebrity ever. Meaning, comma, she's manufactured by a bunch of old men who sexualized her, gave her the fake trademark ponytail, and wrote songs for her, and let her claim she writes them herself. Dang.
Wow.
Who said that?
Somebody you know. Somebody you know that I'm not going to put on blast. Nobody else would know, but you know him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's crazy. Oh, we didn't ask Lasagna. Besides Spence, who's a celebrity? I'm going to give you the celebrity tag. Besides Spence right now for making the lasagna joke, what's a celebrity you just can't stand?
Tamar Braxton.
She is
overly animated for me. It's irritating.
Yeah, calm down, Tamar. We get it. You're from the mean streets of Maryland. Settle down. No, and it's there. We've all heard about Bodymore Murderland, but you ain't from there.
No.
Although, and I understand, I watched a thing on Kevin Durant the other day. I get it. Some places outside of Washington, D.C. and Baltimore, they're a little rough. But stop it already. You're soft now. You're Hollywood soft. Quit trying to prove how tough you are, Tamar. I'll fight you right now, Tamar.
Go get it.
I've heard nothing but
Lasagna's like, I think he's taken over my fight for me.
Yes.
We're done here.
I don't dislike him anymore.
The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
I find this to be a serious, egregious, really bad idea. Error in judgment. But maybe I'm missing something. Yes?
No, I'm just trying to stay open-minded, but...
Right.
Get hard, yeah.
Stephanie says, I've been dating a guy for about 2 months. Things pretty good. We met for lunch last week. He suggested that we agree to pass on Valentine's Day.
Okay.
She says, okay, I kind of understand this. So I'm willing to you played with it and now it fell off.
I was trying to type my microphone thing and the opposite happened. Broke. Sorry about that.
So she goes, he's one of those guys who works construction. He's kind of gruff. He, quote, doesn't like to give his money to Hallmark.
Okay.
So she said, well, I was really looking forward to our first Valentine's Day. And I got you a little something. His reply, she said, I already got you a little something. His reply, well, maybe we can just stick to homemade stuff. She's not quite.
The old massage coupon book.
Macaroni frame.
I was thinking hand turkey.
Yes.
Oh, hand turkey's at the
hand
best.
Turkey classic.
She wonders what this means and what she should do. I immediately said she should run is what she should do. But okay. I know guys like this. And I mean, and it's well chronicled where I grew up.
Sure.
You know, the girls chewed Copenhagen. Some of them.
So hot.
No, there was one hot girl, Kim Duncan. But, you know, like we had freaking logging trucks going through. I don't want to give my money. It's a Hallmark holiday.
It's totally it's BS. Hallmark holiday.
But you know what I mean? It's BS. It's made up. I mean, I'm just trying to, I don't agree with this, but I'm trying to take the other side. Of the guy who has trouble showing his emotions. Guy's a man's man.
Sure.
He's not putting up with this hearts and flowers.
All that sissy stuff.
Candy
yeah.
bull stuff. No. Bull you know? Stuff.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I am this way that I'm not a big Valentine's person to begin with. And
yeah, you're closed off emotion.
Oh, God, yes, absolutely.
For the record, stunted. She's doing it again. She's got her arms crossed. Yeah. She's making a stand.
Look, I just don't think it's a bad thing. You're 2 months into your relationship. You're still figuring out who you are. So for me, this is not that big of a deal. And she's putting up barriers already.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
That's not what I expected. I didn't expect that from you at all.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Look, she's so proud of herself right now.
I'm taking a stand.
Yeah. Jeff Buchanan Show. The Jeff Buchanan Show.
98.5 KLUC. I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
In the morning, we listen to
The Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
Less than 48 hours out till Valentine's Day. You better get your game straight.
Yeah, right?
Better get your game straight. They've been together for 2 months. Got together around the holidays. First Valentine's Day is coming up. By extension, Dana's telling me I'm still in high school. Their first, by extension, Dana, I see what you're doing here. you didn't think about it like that, did you?
Yes, you are.
You know what? I'll own that. It's a makeup or breakup, and they met for lunch, and he said he doesn't like giving his money to Hallmark. He suggested they just skip Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
It's not his thing. Now, I don't know that I may be more hurt by this than she is. She's just confused.
Why?
Well, she's confused. And he said, maybe we just stick to homemade stuff, which is awesome.
Adorable.
Yeah, Dana has strong feelings. Go ahead.
I totally agree with Kayla. This is high schoolish. You just met this guy. You guys have technically you didn't even spend Christmas together. I'm sure he did. She didn't take him home to meet the family when they just met. Valentine's Day is for a committed relationship. You guys are dating. You don't need to go there. Not this soon.
No, it's like, I completely agree with you. It's like 2 months in, I feel like you're still trying to get to know each other. Like, you may be committed as far as boyfriend and girlfriend, but, it's still so fresh. It's like, I don't even know all of your siblings' names yet. So.
You're going to blow off Valentine's Day?
Yeah, I would if I could.
I got to be honest. Whoever this guy is, Mr. Manly Man, Mr. Marlboro Man, Mr. I Drive a Truck, and wear Carhartt, you're missing an opportunity here, bro. She's revved up.
Yeah.
And you have totally just shut all of that down.
Yeah, you might be. I don't know who this guy is, but you're just stupid. Do you not like sex? Do you not like sex?
That's it. Yeah, are you not attracted to this woman?
Because
she's ready to do stuff that you haven't seen yet. I'm just.
And even if it's not that good, it's better than you're presently getting.
All right, everyone, everyone stop yelling.
Okay.
Savannah, tell Dana why she's wrong.
Okay, well, I just think that it's so easy now with our culture. We're just used to devaluing ourselves as women. And whether it's your first Valentine's Day after 2 months or not, some little gesture doesn't hurt for the guy to put in a little bit of effort.
So that whole sex thing, you just kind of...
how do we know he wasn't going to?
Well, I think that's definitely going to happen if he does it. But now, even if he does it, she's going to be like, well, you're just doing it because I wanted you to.
Yeah, he screwed himself. Yeah. Big.
Yeah, big time.
Yeah.
Ruined it. What an
idiot. Yeah, that's squashed.
Let me ask.
But homie would have been cute. I understand them not wanting to, like, go out and buy a card. And
oh, Savannah was talking. I thought that was Dana talking. Oh, no. I'm so sorry.
Is this a breakupable offense, though?
I think your future is in doubt.
Yeah, exactly. You have to determine whether or not you want a romantic guy. This is a sign that he is not going to heap romance on you. And if you're cool with that, and that's the type of person you are, then honestly go with it. But if you expect him to change, he's not going to.
But for all we know, he could have been planning something. Just nice and low-key.
Oh, I love this. That's why I love Game of Thrones, Flim Flam Double Cross.
Yeah.
That's why I love that movie Tag, because right when you're looking one way, here they come from the other direction.
And then her putting this big thing on it, that's why he probably went a little defensive.
But if that's true, then it's no big deal because it's all set up and it'll be fine. You know
right.
what I mean? If he does end up doing something, then all's well that ends well and no big deal.
Now, if she's made all these suggestions and he does nothing, then yeah, then she might want to reevaluate if she wants to pursue this relationship any further.
Maybe we could do homemade stuff.
It's not the time. Yeah. Well, hey, homemade could have been he made dinner,
be from scratch, or
he's in construction. Maybe he builds her a dresser. Maybe he's going to build her a dresser.
A birdhouse.
Yeah, he's Carhartt. Yeah. He's Carhartt guy. He whittled something.
Oh God.
He made a train. He made a train on his lathe. And he made a train, and it says, "I choose you."
Oh, that's cute.
Winner, Hallmark movie alert.
Yeah. Oh, you love that, Kayla.
I know, but
this is what's amazing, though, Chet. Real quick, this girl just told us earlier how much she loves her Hallmark movies.
You're doing an awful lot of yelling.
I know, I'm passionate about it. How much she loves the Winterfest on Hallmark Channel, and all of this love, Valentine's Day, Christmas stuff, and she's like. Oh, he doesn't have to do anything.
Yeah. However, here's what's going to happen. She's going to take Carhartt guy back to her small hometown where she's going to run into her ex-boyfriend. She's going to run off with him and break this guy's heart.
Exactly.
But you know what, bro? Don't celebrate Valentine's Day. I've totally changed my whole tactic on this.
The Chet Buchanan Show.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
The Faith in Humanity Restored edition of the Good Feeling Story of the Day today. A guy named Dan LaGuardia was at a car dealership right around San Diego last week. He's trading in a Scion hatchback for a BMW.
Dang!
Dan!
God, buddy.
Yes, Dan! Yes! He noticed a younger woman named Kayla Cooper who was there. She was also trying to buy a car. A much cheaper Toyota Corolla. Turns out that Kayla's been working two jobs to put herself through nursing school. She's been borrowing cars from friends to get to work. She's hoping to get her own car, but she couldn't cover the down payment. So she walked out of there in tears while Dan's upgrading to his new BMW. Scion's probably like 5 or 10 years old, still in really good shape. I've seen a picture of it. Looked good. I'd have bought it. Probably could have gotten a few thousand in his trade-in. But Dan had other plans. We'll let him tell you the story.
Well, when I was doing my transaction, she was like in the table next to me, talking to the salesperson. I can kind of tell she wasn't getting what she was there for.
I can't afford that. Not with two part-time jobs.
Yeah, that's Kayla right there, as you might have guessed.
Right. And trying to pay for school. I was just crying, and I just was like, I didn't know what to do.
She was already, you know, a few miles away, so she turned around and came back. And, just signed it over.
I was shaking because it's like something so unreal.
So obviously we could fill in the blanks here. After she left, Dan asked the sales guy next to him if he still had her number. He's like, yeah, sure. He says, call her, tell her to come back. And he freaking gave her his trade-in.
Oh, wow.
He just gave it to her. She didn't believe it. She came back. She didn't believe it. I don't know what the salesman told her. You know, hey, well, I think we got a better deal for you. You know, or something like that. So, yeah, he made it official, signed the title over right there, and handed her the keys. So, let me back up a little bit here. Now, I don't know what place this is in, but
because it's like something so unreal. Like, it's a whole car. Like, how can someone be so generous to give their car away?
That, you know, gives her a little bit of a jump start in life, which, you know, if everybody did that for everybody else, it'd be, a much better place.
When you think everything is really gonna come to an end, just be patient, because anything is possible.
That's nice.
That's incredible.
Wow, the end got me.
Just be patient, because anything is possible.
It's all true, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Words to live by today. Be patient, because anything is possible. Say it one more time.
Just be patient, because anything is possible.
That'll be the final exam today at 9:40 if you're taking notes and if you can be here. And not for nothing, this too.
You know, if everybody did that for everybody else, it'd be a much better place.
Hell yeah, bro.
So true.
Nice move. Dan LaGuardia, greatest person in the world, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And the subject of today's Good Feeling Story of the Day.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Bit of a running joke on this show. What happens, Kayla, when I talk to the caller before they get on the air?
Fall in love with all of them.
I know. I'm sorry. 98.5
KLUC's Chet Buchanan, Spence, and Kayla.
Who are you?
Good morning. This is the Chet Buchanan Show.
Kayla's shaking her head at yes.
Because I bet that you're already, because you did the same thing with Alex yesterday. We talked to Alex. She's like, oh, I love Alex.
And Steve
and before. And don't get me wrong. Like, they're both fantastic. But I guarantee you right now, you have a little bit more appreciation for Mike because it's so fresh and he's so new and he's right there and you just love him so much.
Yeah. So, and
why don't you and Mike run away together?
Or it's possible. It's possible.
This is a dating game for Jess, okay? For little Jess.
Why are you blocking little Jess?
And what's funny is Spence is over here, and he's giving me the look like, is this real, or are you just annoying Kayla? And poor little Jess in the other room, eye rolling. She's like, stay away from my man.
Yeah.
So you're not leaning any particular way so far after Steve and Alex?
It was originally Steve, then sure. Alex came along, and now I'm just,
Yeah, fresh meat.
Yeah.
I got you. Well, I think you're going to what a shock. I think you're really going to like this guy. Hey, Mike.
Hey, how's it going?
We're doing well. Mike, Jess, Mike.
Hi, Mike.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. How about yourself?
Doing pretty well.
Oh, he put the voice on for it.
Yeah, did, right? I was going to say, like, dang, ring the bell just for his voice. He sounds hot.
Yeah, he
put a little bass in it, though, for you. Like, hey, baby, what's happening? What you wearing? Send nudes?
Please.
All right, start the questioning process.
Well, how old are you?
32.
How tall?
6'5".
Okay.
No, that's not a bell ring.
Okay.
What's wrong with it? What happened?
Nothing's wrong with it. Oh. I'm saving it.
Well, no, you can always ring.
Okay,
no,
perfect.
Just if something makes you happy, ring the bell. You know what I'm saying?
I'm so hot right now.
Kayla's fanning herself.
Yo, his voice is so sexy. 6'5". He's right in my age range too. Little Jess, if you don't pick this man, Buddy doesn't have anything to worry about, buddy.
One off of 32 and 6'5" in his voice, and you're done.
His voice is just so erotic.
By the way, Mike, I don't know why. I'm sorry. This isn't awkward at all. Wow. I'm really sorry. Okay, what else?
All right, Mike, what are your top three pet peeves?
Ooh. Top three pet peeves.
Being interrogated on the radio.
Okay, this may sound a little shallow, but I'm not a fan of people that wear overalls.
Okay. Okay.
We can't date.
It's like, you're done being 5 years old. Those aren't cool anymore. People who, when it's a little bit chilly, they wear their coat over their shoulders, but not putting their arms into the sleeves.
Yeah, we're not impressed.
No.
I know, I'm with you
on
that.
It's always weird to me. And I don't know, people who are just rude to wait staff and stuff.
Oh,
we're going to go out to the restaurant.
Oh my God, we all love you so much.
Yeah.
That's great. Any other questions?
Okay. Complete this sentence. There would be fewer divorces in this country if only people blank.
Would listen to me. No, sorry. I'm sorry.
I think just making sure you're communicating everything clearly and always fully listening.
Okay.
I feel like most people they think they're listening, but really they're just waiting for the next time for them to talk.
Kayla wants to end this contest right now.
No.
Kayla wants to stop the fight. It's over.
I want to do a complete too, a complete this phrase. So her name is Jess and your name is Mike. Give yourselves a cute couple name.
I hate this.
Oh, you don't like this?
No. I thought of one and it's terrible.
Yeah, I got one too. It's terrible, right?
Yeah, it's terrible.
What is it?
Messica.
Mess. No, but my name is Jess. His name is Mike, so it'd be Mess.
Mess.
Yeah. Mess.
Low Mess.
Mess. I mean, that's actually my initials, so that actually works out perfect.
Oh, it's meant to be.
Okay. Along the lines of stupid questions, Mike, if you could be a mythical creature, what would you be?
Thanks, Uncle Spence.
Kayla snort.
It's important.
I think I'm going to go with centaur.
Oh.
Yeah.
He's smart, because I just would have went with dragon. Sure. Simple. Centaur.
Yeah, it's tall and, majestic.
Just only because this has kind of been a thread since 5:30 this morning. Because people started ripping on Ariana Grande after the Grammys. People were ripping on Cardi B.
Alicia Keys, too.
Yep, and then the Cardi B and then Alicia Keys. There, people were like, I can't stand this hippy-dippy. Who's a celebrity that you just can't stand?
Celebrity I can't.
Yeah, they just bother you.
Stand.
We're not going to make you testify in court.
All right. I'm going to go with Clooney simply because he just seems too perfect of a dude.
I get this.
I get that too.
Yeah, yeah. A mixture of disdain and envy.
And jealousy.
I understand that.
Yeah.
I understand that. Like, oh, God, I love you, but I hate you at the same time. Because honestly,
it's like,
he could turn
this perfect smarminess.
But Clooney could turn me.
Oh, God. Yeah. No, he's a silver fox if I've ever seen one.
Yeah. So.
A weekend at his Italian villa, and I'd be his.
Yeah. Amal who?
Potentially.
I mean, if he'd take me.
Yeah. Well, there'd have to be some Casadores tequila or whatever that is.
Casamigos,
that one. All right. Anybody else have anything else for Mike?
I think I'll try one more. Name one thing that really makes your day.
One thing that really makes my day. Well, I'm a software engineer, developer, and it's a lot of like work that generally goes like thankless. So like when someone sees that I've done a good job and like just appreciates what I've done, whether it's even if it's not at work, like just, you know, if I've made a good meal or something like that, I don't know, just a little compliment like goes a long way for me.
Yeah.
I can tell another bell ring. I can tell everybody loves you, Mike, because we've spent way more time with you than we have with anybody else.
Yeah.
So have a great day. And thank you for putting yourself out there and being a part of this. And we'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Yes, we will.
Finals.
By the way,
and tomorrow, all right, we'll see you, buddy. Tomorrow, we're going to do it like a beauty contest. You get your final question from the judges.
Okay.
The final question. And everybody will answer the same. In this case, everybody will answer the same question.
Right.
Okay.
All right. Waking you.
This is the Jeff Buchanan Show. Yo, wake up on 98.5 KLUC.
Spence's Challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name Spence's Challenge. Yeah.
Well, we heard you giving him the ins and outs and the rules and the whatnots and the Jim Bob Cooters and all that stuff.
Perfect.
Who's our contestant today?
It is Armani Ricks.
Armani?
Armani?
Yes. Hey, Armani, what part of town are you from?
Hey, North Charlotte.
Hey.
I love that name.
Are you feeling smart today?
Yes, I am.
Outstanding. 5 questions, 30 seconds. Pop culture, rip from the headlines. We don't say pass on this show. We say what?
Jim Bob Cooter.
You already knew that. Are you going to Cooter today?
Not today.
Not yo.
Nope.
No way. Cooters never win. 30 seconds on the clock. Time will start when I read the first one. And here we go. Terry Crews, Gabrielle Union, and Julianne Hough are all in as big changes are coming to what television show? You don't have that kind of time.
America's Got Talent.
All right. Who sat in with CBS's broadcast team at the Pebble Beach Pro-Am and sparked 1,000 memes over the weekend?
Can you repeat that?
Yeah. Who sat in with CBS's broadcast team at the Pebble Beach Pro-Am and sparked 1,000 memes over the weekend? You don't have time to ask somebody else.
Jim Bob.
Yeah. We are out of time. You don't have that kind of time.
Spence's Challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name Spence's Challenge. Yeah.
You'll understand why this is funny later. She actually got one. She really only answered one. You'll need 2 to keep the money safe. Same 5 questions. Same 30 seconds. Time will start when I read the first one. Here we go. Terry Crews, Gabrielle Union, and Julianne Hough are all in as big changes are coming to what TV show?
America's Got Talent.
Who sat in with the CBS broadcast team at the Pebble Beach Pro-Am and sparked 1,000 memes?
It's Clint Eastwood.
Big Bang Theory's Mayim Bialik went social with a rough experience on which airline?
United.
Whose shoes are being pulled from some stores over alleged blackface imagery?
Perry, Katie.
What KLUC artist has been revealed to have been hit with pucks not once but twice at Florida Panthers games?
Ariana Grande.
Spence's Challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name Spence's Challenge. Yeah.
All right, let's see how we did. The lesson that we learned here today is that you got to answer.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. Armani was, were you asking somebody in the background to help you?
No, I mean, I was.
You were just thinking.
Yeah.
Yeah, you were just thinking. Well, here we go. Terry Crews, Gabrielle Union, and Julianne Hough are all in as big changers are coming to what TV show? Armani said.
America's Got Talent.
Uh-huh. And Spence said.
America's Got Talent.
And they both got it right. Yeah. They both got it right. And that was the one that she answered, but it took a long, it took like 20 seconds.
Oh,
on the
wow.
First. Who sat in with CBS's broadcast team at the Pebble Beach Pro-Am and sparked 1,000 memes? And Armani.
Jim Bob Cooter.
Finally Cootered at the very end. Spence said.
Clint Eastwood.
Yep, you got it.
Booyakasha.
Oh, it's this one.
Booyah. Booyah.
God, he looks so rough.
He's old.
He's 80-something years old.
I know. It's no, just, I have like an image of Clint Eastwood and what Clint Eastwood looks like. You know what I mean? And then every once in a while, he's just getting that age where every time you see a new photo of him, he just looks.
Did you see this?
Yeah, I saw the
He's just staring off at the ocean.
Yeah.
At one point, it looks like he might be sleeping. It's like, oh my God, dude.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Armani, I'm going to turn you down because you're breaking the number one rule and you're listening to yourself on the radio.
I didn't even do that. That's my little sister.
That's fair enough. No, that's good. She's proud of you. Well, at least up to this point. Because here's where it all went horribly wrong. Big Bang Theory's Mayim Bialik went social with a rough experience on which airline? Armani?
Ran out of time.
Didn't even get there.
Oh.
Spence?
United.
It was United.
Booyah! Booyah! Booyah!
Nothing we could do about this anyway. Whose shoes are being pulled from some stores over alleged blackface imagery? Armani.
Ran out of time.
And we were done. Mm-hmm. We were all done by then. Spence said.
Perry, come at Katie.
Katy Perry.
Booyah! 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 Booyah!
You just can't do it.
No.
You just can't even get close to it.
Nope.
It's been a rough few days for Katy Perry, I think. And which KLUC artist has been revealed to have been hit with pucks, not once, but twice at Florida Panthers games? And Armani.
Ran out of time.
Wasn't even there. And Spence.
Ariana Grande.
Like, by the time she was 5 years old,
right?
She got hit in the wrist once and hit in the personality. I'm not sure what it was.
She got tried the Zamboni.
Yeah. She's adorable with her little curly hair and everything.
That just tells me that I don't ever want to go to a Florida Panthers game ever.
Do they not have the net and the glass?
Yeah. It was pre-netting.
Oh.
It was pre, I believe.
That makes sense.
They had netting. But it didn't come all the way around like it does now, okay. I believe.
All right. And see, y'all think that Florida people are rednecks. We're not rednecks. We just get hit with hockey pucks.
Yeah, because you're rednecks.
No, that's how we're
you didn't have glass. You had chicken wire. You had chicken wire with holes in it. Hey, and also because, you know, like Ariana's dad was lifting her up going, hey, baby, catch it
with your mouth.
So, anyway, for Spence, one, and two.
Spence's challenge. My name's Spence, and it's a challenge. That's how we came up with the cool name Spence's Challenge. Yeah.
This is the Jeff Buchanan Show.
Let's go.
On 98.5 KLUC.
I'm telling you what, it's going to be a great day in Las Vegas. Look how beautiful it is. Don't we have more rain coming later on this week?
Yeah, you're the weather guy. I don't. Julie,
we're supposed to tomorrow. We have a 50% chance of rain tomorrow.
Do you never look at weather?
I honestly very
just don't
rarely.
Care.
No, because it's typically manageable.
Yeah, right. How bad's it going to get? What do I need to worry about?
Here's the thing.
Is there a tornado? Yeah. No. Is there a hurricane?
No. No.
You'll be fine.
My car's parked in the garage, so I get in it. Then I encounter what's outside, and then I park under a carport at work, and I have to walk 15 feet to the door.
Sure. So. Nice today. Cloudy tomorrow. Maybe rain on Thursday. Windy on Friday, according to the Weather Channel app. But sunny and 55 today. That's my point. Sunny and 55. Hear the fight song playing in the background. Rebels play Air Force tonight. And you know what, man? It's never a bad day in Las Vegas when... So, and on top of that, who's on the phone, Lil Jazz?
Johnny Valia from Henderson.
Johnny Valia's got Justin Timberlake tickets.
Woo!
Woo! Is right, buddy. Brother.
I really appreciate it, guys. That's awesome.
Happy Valentine's Day. So who are you going to get a little extra loving out of because you've got Justin Timberlake tickets now?
Oh, my beautiful wife. She's been going through a lot lately, just lost her mom. So this should turn it around and hopefully bring a beautiful smile to her face.
Sometimes it works out just the way it oughta.
Right.
That's great. And honestly, dude, I got to tell you, speaking of being in the right place at the right time. Hey, Kayla, you got a joke?
I do.
Gosh, that's awesome. That's amazing. My son and I, taking him to school every morning, we listen and we love the joke.
You've just made her life.
Yeah.
She literally, she is blushing bright red and she almost jumped out of her chair with her fist pumped. You've made her world.
And what's great about that is now, and the post-show meeting, she'll be pushing for a joke an hour.
I think we should do more jokes, guys.
I got them for days. I got nothing but Valentine's Day jokes this week. So
good.
That's amazing. We repeat them to mom all the time. So
yes.
We love them.
All right, then.
So how did the Metro PCS employee propose to his girlfriend on Valentine's Day?
Metro by T-Mobile. I'm sorry.
How did the Metro by T-Mobile employee propose to his girlfriend on Valentine's Day?
How did the Metro by T-Mobile... Do you know this one, Johnny?
I don't.
How did the Metro by T-Mobile employee propose to his girlfriend on Valentine's Day?
He gave her a ring.
Oh, stop.
Wow, really?
Hey, this is the Chet Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
So, from time to time on this show, we do a little thing called the 177-second survey.
Yes.
The idea being that we take a number of little topics, and instead of just wasting an entire segment on, you know, one of these little topics, we cram it all into 3 minutes. Everybody has to say something. You can't one-word answer it, but you also can't take up all the time.
Right.
Unless you want to.
Unless you decide to just steamroll everybody else. Yeah.
Which can be funny. If you're passionate enough, that can be funny. And then that's where I have to play referee. But once the 177 seconds are up, that's it.
Okay.
No mas.
Bring it on.
Yeah, you ready?
Let's go.
I have 3 and possibly 4 things to ask you today.
Okay.
177 seconds starts now. Netflix has signed Fuller House for a 5th season, but it'll be the final season. Mary-Kate and Ashley are definitely not coming back at any point during the show. Does this bum you out, Kayla?
Oh, God, 100%. They needed to make a return on the first season and the last season. I'm not asking for anything in the middle, but it's a big thing. It's kind of what launched their career.
I think you should bring them back in the last episode both at the same time and just blow everybody's minds. There were 2 Michelles the whole time? Because that's always kind of the joke, right?
Yeah.
Does it bother you?
It does bother me, but I also understand where they're coming from. I'm sure it's really difficult to be a child actor.
They're 50 now.
I know, 50. But I mean, if you don't resolve your issues, like they stick with you.
I got you.
By 50, he meant pounds. I didn't
know
there
was... stick with the punchline?
Yeah, I didn't know there was 5 seasons to begin with, so no.
Fuller House.
Yeah, I didn't... I knew there was 1.
Yeah, I haven't watched 5 minutes of this whole thing.
Nor have I.
There's a thing that says 46% of us have flirted with somebody in the grocery store. The best spot to find a date is in the booze aisle. Duh. Mm. Have you ever even talked to anybody at the grocery store? Spence.
Yes, this really tall Samoan woman helped me get the light apple juice off the top shelf. I don't think it was flirting, though.
Have you ever known anybody who found love at the grocery store?
No.
Never heard of it.
Yes, you have. No.
Who?
Yours truly. There used to be a place in Tallahassee when I went to school there. It was called Clublix. It was a place called Publix. And it didn't open until 10 o'clock in the morning. It was open until 1 o'clock. And people used to get super dressed up and go there. It was a grocery store, but it was the number one place. It made the top 10 of Maxim's top 10 places in the country to pick up chicks.
Did you get a date?
Oh, yeah.
At the grocery store?
Several dates.
No kidding.
Remember the Jameis Winston case with the crab legs? That's the place.
That was you?
No, I wasn't the crab legs.
Oh, sorry.
He was stealing the crab legs for her for a later date.
Yeah.
Lil Jazz?
I did not know this, but if Steve, Alex, and Mike don't work out, I'm headed to the grocery store.
Grocery store right there.
Smart.
I've never heard of such a thing. So I don't even talk to people when I'm to the grocery store.
Not going to the right grocery stores.
50 seconds left. There's a big First Amendment thing. So somebody who's fighting for their right to be able to watch porn in the public library because they say it's a free speech issue, or at least somehow it's come up. I don't know. Should you be able to watch porn in a public library, Kayla Jo?
Absolutely not. That's disgusting.
Why not?
Because because you know what happens when you watch the porn.
Yeah, nobody ever just watches porn.
No.
But is it? It's a public place. It's a government. It's government funded. It's First Amendment.
It's icky. There should be an icky clause in there, though.
Spence?
Only if the videos in question involve the actors going, oh my God, that feels so good.
Yes. Oh, it's got to, you can only watch whisper videos.
Whisper videos.
Well, Jess,
not in public. Come on now.
And that's that. Yep. 177 work, second survey.
Here's why you should give the Chet Buchanan Show another 15 minutes.
One commercial free till at least 9:45. That's worth it, right?
Yeah.
Also, final exam today. If you missed the news early, no, you know what? I'm going to switch out. Let's do a pair of general admission wristbands for one day to the European Music Festival in May, downtown Sunderland, the area that they call the lawn, which I believe, isn't that where they put the ice rink?
Yeah, that borders basically the mall itself and the 215.
Yeah.
To the west.
Shah.
Yeah.
The grassy area, hence the name, the lawn.
So creative. Mm-hmm.
Can't get anything by me. Tell me right now. And there's a grand prize, too, of 3-day wristbands. Chet Buchanan Show's actually brought to you by the European Music Festival. Coming to downtown Summerlin this May. Get discounted tickets now at europeanmusicfest.com. Final exam, just if you could be so kind as to remember this.
Be patient, because anything is possible.
Be patient, because anything is possible. What did we learn today from the good feeling story of the day?
Be patient, because anything is possible.
So.
All right.
That's coming up in just a little bit. Oh, my God. One final round of Grammy stories have come out. Fun fact for you.
Fun fact for you.
Did you hear about Casey? Well, I mean, you did hear. Casey Musgrave's 4 wins at Sunday's Grammys. People are still buzzing.
Yeah.
Some stuff you may not know. And before we go on, let's review. Golden Hour, Album of the Year and Best Country Album. Space Cowboy took home the Best Country Song Grammy. Butterflies, Best Country Solo Performance. That's the song that she did by herself in the white dress and all that. Those are the same 4 awards that Taylor Swift won in 2010.
Oh, wow.
Fearless for Album of the Year, Best Country Album. White Horse, Best Country Song, Best Female Country Vocal Performance, which is now called Best Country Solo Performance. And if you think that's crazy, listen to this. Casey is now the very first female solo artist to win Best Country Album twice. Oh. Same trailer, different park, won it back in 2016. No Loretta Lynn, no Dolly, no Reba, no whatever other country, no Taylor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nobody's ever won it twice. So, unbelievable. Then, in the aftermath of the Grammys, it was adorable. Cardi B got flowers. They had a quote on them from a... Well, here, actually, I'll read the card to you. It said, you've got a big heart, so big it could crush this town. Underneath, it said, Tom Petty, because that's a line from the Tom Petty song, Walls. So Cardi did a lovely video.
Thank you, Tom Petty, for the flowers. I left the room, but and the flowers were very big. I want to say thank you so much. And this is such a beautiful note.
I don't know if you remember, but Tom Petty died last year in
2017. Yeah.
So Cardi's taking the video down. Do you think Cardi, how about this? Do you think Cardi B could name 3 Tom Petty songs?
No.
Probably not.
Well, I mean, now, but not before.
Do you think Cardi B could name 3 Tom Petty songs?
No, absolutely not.
I don't think Cardi B could name 1 Tom Petty song.
I think she's like... It's very nice. Who's Tom Petty?
Yeah.
And I'm going to do a video and then...
Yo, makes sense when you're talking.
Yeah.
That's all right. All right. Come on. The Chet Buchanan Show. The Chet Buchanan Show. 98.5. Yeah. KLQC.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC. Kayla's Showbiz
Smackdown. Wait a minute. Before we do anything, I have an announcement. Hit the music. Let the party begin, ladies and gentlemen.
Okay.
Hey. It's an everybody wins, Kayla Showbiz Smackdown today. As you go around in a circle. All right. So, Lil Jazz, who is contestant number one, please?
Paige White.
Paige White. Paige, what's your buzzer going to be?
It's beep beep.
Okay. Simple, classic, efficient. It's all good. Contestant number two.
Mike Robertson of Southern Highlands.
Big Mike, what are you doing for a buzzer today?
We got to do whoop whoop.
Okay, then. The classics. Beep beep, whoop whoop. Spence will be...
Sounds like a hip-hop song from the 90s.
I love it.
Or the 70s. Spence will be the judge of who buzzes in first. He shall not be questioned. Kayla will be asking the questions, and here is question one.
So who was it that leaked the Jeff Bezos, Lauren Sanchez text and pics to the Inquirer? Was it his wife, her former fiancé, or her brother?
Beep, beep.
That's Mike.
Her brother.
Is it her brother? It sure is. And what in the seven hells is going on with that?
I don't know.
It's politics. He's a fan of the president and Bezos.
I thought he was a registered Democrat.
No,
I don't know about that, but he wanted to get Bezos back.
Yeah.
No kidding. Yeah. Okay, then.
I find it very disturbing that he has pics though of his sister and everything.
Follow up question: How did he get to Bezos's phone to be able to turn him over to the Inquirer?
I don't know that he did that. I assume that he hacked his sister's phone.
Probably.
That's my guess.
I want to learn how to hack somebody.
Same.
I just think you need to know the password. Or if somebody's drunk, you just put their thumb on the phone.
So his sister was drunk? You think his sister was drunk?
Lauren's passed out.
There it is.
In.
And you just sent them all to you.
And sent them all to yourself.
Huh. All right. One tip for Mike. Question two.
David Spade just got offered a nighttime hosting gig on which TV network? Comedy Central, E, or HGTV?
Beep, beep.
That is Mike again.
Let's say Comedy Central.
He's going to say Comedy Central. He's going to be right.
Dang, Mike.
Mike goes up to zip. Jeff Bezos, the aforementioned Jeff Bezos. I don't know if you know the exact net worth, how much money he actually has.
I don't.
But it's $433 bajillion.
Oh.
So therefore, and I believe this is some sort of record today.
It is.
This all-important third and final question is worth 433 bajillion points.
So Disney's reportedly talking about doing a live-action version of which Christmas tale? The Night Before Christmas, The Polar Express, or Charlie Brown's Christmas?
Maybe.
Mike, will he run the table?
I'm going to go with The Polar Express.
The Polar Express, if Mike is right, he sweeps. Mike wins. Otherwise, he leaves the door open for Paige. Is it the Polar Express? Dramatic pause.
No!
No! Oh, Mike.
Paige, is it the Nightmare Before Christmas or Charlie Brown Christmas?
I'm going to say Charlie Brown Christmas.
If Charlie Brown Christmas is correct, Paige wins. If Charlie Brown, if it's the Nightmare Before Christmas, then Mike wins. Is it a Charlie Brown Christmas? Even more dramatic pause. No! But Paige, you know, sometimes even when you lose, you win. So we'll have a pair of general admission wristbands for one day to the European Music Festival for you in May. So hang on one second, all right?
Thank you.
You're welcome. Big Mike.
Yeah.
Big Mike. So are you excited about this Aerosmith residency?
I'm excited for every residency in Las Vegas. That is great.
That was the conversation that we had last night, was that, okay, I don't know that we've ever played. I mean, maybe in the 90s when they were having top 40 hits. Yeah,
sure. Armageddon, maybe.
Janie's Got a Gun.
Yeah.
Yeah, that Armageddon song.
Yeah.
Don't Want to Miss a Thing.
We did play Don't Want to Miss a Thing back
sure
in the day.
Sure did.
For sure.
Sure did. And, but then I was like, but it's a residency, and we all love, for whatever reason, in this town, we just, oh, it's a residency? Awesome. You know what I mean? Like, it doesn't even matter what it is. It's a residency. We're going. So, yeah, enjoy that. And more importantly than anything else, Mike Robertson from Southern Highlands. He's today's champion of...
Kayla's Showbiz Smackdown.
Get up!
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Chet Buchanan Show.
Man, it was a great day to live in Las Vegas today. Going to be, this layer of clouds is going to stick like that. We've got worse weather coming in later on in the week.
Yeah.
Winter, people. It might rain.
Yeah. Stay home. Keep the kids there. Keep them safe.
55, maybe 60 degrees today. Pretty awesome. I'm not going to lie. Today's a pretty awesome day. On top of all of that, Rebels are in action tonight. Air Force comes to town. Last I checked, Rebels are favored by 9.
They should beat them, and easily.
Go Rebels.
Here's the beauty of that. Air Force runs a really funky offense. And so when you have to play them up in their barn first, it just everything moves a little too fast.
Okay.
And so it catches a lot of teams. But then once you've seen it at game speed... Like, it's like,
I know what you're doing.
Yeah, Rebels favored by 9.5.
There you go.
7:30 start time. And, again, never a bad day in Las Vegas when it's nighttime. That's good. Arizona tonight?
Yeah, Coyotes.
You got a bunch of disgruntled Golden Knights fans.
Yeah, you really do.
After losing to Columbus the other night.
Ugh.
Get a little revenge on those puppies from the South.
Okay. We should come out strong tonight.
What time is puck drop?
Oh, 7.
Seven. Okay. Spence starts drinking at 4 and doesn't worry about it after that.
It's true. I hit McMullen's and I hit the shuttle and I just drink.
No, isn't that really it is? Go to McMullen's at 4. The way I was told, and we run in the same circles.
Yes, we do.
The way it was explained to me was, yeah, you go to McMullen's at 4, no later than 4:30.
Yes.
And then there's a bus at 6 and a bus at 6:30.
And you take that bus and you get to, takes you straight to the arena and then you take that bus back.
And it was very nice when I was there. We have a long and storied history with McMullen's, many years of St. Baldrick's. I met my wife there.
Yeah.
I met my wife there and then asked her to marry me in that same spot. By the way, our meet-iversary is 2 weeks from now.
You do know that that is the one thing you share in common with Golden Knight Derek England.
My wife?
Well, I don't know about that. That's something you probably should talk about. No, he met his wife at McMullen's.
Well, there you go.
Really?
There you go. So, anyway, so the funny thing, so there's a relationship there. There's a friendship there. So, supposedly, the way I've only been to one game where we went to McMullen's and did that whole thing. And so, supposedly, and I didn't know how it all worked, I'm kind of looking around like, shouldn't we go get on the bus? Oh, they'll come and get us. And somebody was supposed to come and get us, and it turned into one of those, hey, where are they? I thought you got them. No, I thought you got them. So, honestly, Brian McMullen, who I love with my absolute entire heart, sent his son to come and pick us up in his car and take us to T-Mobile because we missed the bus.
That's really funny.
Yeah, big fun.
The greatest person in the world and final exam are next. But first...
That is so random.
Chet Buchanan's 60 Seconds of Randoms.
Super old school flashback edition of the randoms today. Who would you say was the biggest movie star of the 80s? If you had to guess.
Oh, God. I don't know.
Tom Cruise.
Top Gun was 80. Yeah, and all big. The right moves and all that early
Gene Wilder.
Tom Cruise stuff. You love Gene Wilder so much.
I know. R.I.P.
I don't know if he was this 80s...
Charlie Sheen?
Oh, I don't know. I think he came along later.
Really?
Michael Douglas.
No. Oh. Let me throw this out there. I would have guessed maybe Sylvester Stallone.
Fair enough.
Arnold Schwarzenegger, perhaps.
Okay.
Let me throw this out at you. Michael J. Fox.
Ah, that's good.
Because he crushed it in the mid-80s. And the same time, summer of 1985, Back to the Future and Teen Wolf were in theaters at the same time. So Michael J. Fox was battling himself at the box office. Back to the Future, number one. Teen Wolf, number two, for 3 weeks in a row.
Oh.
It's impressive. It's impressive. Whenever Beavers, if there are any Beavers listening to the radio station right now, this is making them crazy. The sound of running water makes Beavers start building with whatever they can find, even if they're not by a river. They just start building. They just start building stuff when they hear the sound of running water.
Yeah. Makes me have to pee.
I was going to say, I have to run down the hall real quick.
All we're building now is the pressure in your bladder.
Hurry up.
For the record, Spence is the tiny tank of this show.
I drink a lot of water every morning, 26 ounces before I do anything else. And then I just have to pee the rest of the show.
26 ounces.
Well, I only know that because my Hydro Flask has 26 ounces.
My Hydro Flask has 26 ounces.
No, it
you can't help yourself sometimes.
I drink 26 ounces of Hydro Flask.
Funny. This is really funny.
Do you know how many plastic bottles I've saved from the planet?
Good for you. You did a good job.
Stop yelling. It's not going to make me forget that you've got 26 ounces in your Hydro Flask. It's
great. That sounds like a song of the week.
We would destroy somebody if they called up and said, I drank 26 ounces in my Hydro Flask. We'd be like, what a pretension.
Yeah, how well does your Hydro Flask fit in your cup holder in your Audi?
It doesn't.
All right. The guy who founded Honda is a guy named Soichiro Honda. And God bless him. It's the ultimate middle finger. He originally applied for an engineering job at another automaker that shall not be mentioned. And they said, nah, we're cool. And no, we're not going to hire you. So he said, suck it, and started his own company. And he's doing okay.
Yeah, sure.
By percentage, if you had to guess, what is the percentage of federal cases that end up with plea bargains and not a verdict? If you had to guess, by percentage, the number of federal cases that end up with plea bargains and not a verdict. Little Jess.
91%.
Higher.
Oh, 95%.
Higher.
98%.
97% of federal cases and 94% of state cases end with plea bargains and not a verdict.
Wow.
Wow.
And then one of the biggest songs of the 70s is this lovely masterpiece from the Carpenters.
Sharing horizons that are new to us.
Richard and Karen Carpenter.
Watching the signs along the way.
Brother and sister. From the Bay Area. Lovely harmony. Wonderful harmony. Richard was a great producer and actually a great composer. Karen was the voice. She crumbled under the pressure of fame and stardom and the pressure to keep making hits. She died of anorexia.
Oh.
She was like one of the first big stories, you know, that got people watching out for them. This is nuts, though. So that song was originally recorded just by some random dude, for a wedding-themed television commercial for Crocker National Bank in Northern California. Richard Carpenter saw the TV commercial, guessed who the guy was that wrote it and sang the vocal on it, because they were both under contract to the same record company. So they're hanging out at the record company, and he runs into the guy, goes, hey, that bank commercial you did, is there a full-length version of the song? The guy goes, yeah, there is. I've never shown it to anybody. So Richard goes, do you think we could use it for our album? The guy goes, sure. And it becomes literally, it's truly on the Billboard list of the 500 greatest songs of all time. It's in that list.
That's amazing.
From a bank commercial
that he saw on TV, that he's sitting there in his chonies eating pizza rolls.
Right now, I'm thinking of the one Nevada jingle going, how can I make this?
This is what I say to you.
Wake up. This is the Jeff Buchanan Show on 98.5 KLUC.
I just love how this train just keeps rolling. Backstreet Boys do the residency here in Las Vegas. I blame us, by the way, for making them huge stars again. Yeah. Then they get the No, they do. I didn't mean us. I meant us like as Las Vegas.
Okay.
But no, I'm willing to let this show take. Hang on. Let me ask the magic eight ball. Shake it up here really quick. Kayla, shake up the magic eight ball. Don't make noise.
I know. I was like, what kind of a noise is it
making? That's the first way to know that there's not really a magic eight ball is if you try to make noises. That'll work for me.
That sounds
magic eight ball. Who is responsible for the Backstreet Boys resurgence?
The Chet Buchanan Show.
Oh.
Proof. 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 Oh, no. Wait. The way I should have done that. Hey, Alexa, who's responsible for the Backstreet Boys resurgence?
The Chet Buchanan Show.
I think Alexa needs a lozenge.
Yeah.
That's what I should have done.
Funny.
Anyway, new album goes number one. They're at the Grammys. Big time residency. All of that stuff. Doritos commercial, the Super Bowl.
Super Bowl, yeah.
And now a new single called No Place.
There ain't no place, ain't no place like you.
Yeah, you will hear that in its entirety after.
The greatest person.
The greatest person in the world.
In the world.
Spence, you go first.
You know, IBM created Project Debater, started working on it in 2012. It's basically an artificial intelligence computer designed to come up with coherent, convincing speeches on its own, including rebuttals and closing arguments, standard debate style.
Huh.
Okay? It's kind of scary.
Is there one that's better than all the rest of them?
Well, there's only one, and she speaks in a monotonous female voice, kind of like Alexis.
Just didn't know if there was a master.
No, it was just the one, and they decided to put it together. I didn't get it.
Master? What's it called again?
It's called Project Debate. Oh, you're stupid.
I am stupid.
Oh,
I am stupid.
Okay.
I am stupid.
By the way, I created that computer.
Different level.
Yeah.
I have it at home.
Clearly.
Jeez. You're a jackass.
Sorry. No, admittedly. Yeah. I don't know whether I'm ashamed or really happy.
So they put on this debate.
Proud.
I love stupid.
Proud is the word.
And they brought in 2016's World Debating Championship grand finalist Harish Natarajan, okay?
Oh, yeah?
And they're going to have a full-on debate on subsidized preschool.
He's a master.
No, he is a master debater. Yes, he is. So, although it ended up being kind of close, Harish won. Harish defeated the AI computer, which, you know, humans.
Yeah, I was just going to say.
Humans.
Thank
humans.
God. We've staved off our elimination for another week.
Yeah. So, humankind, you is.
Yeah, man.
The greatest person in the world.
Oh, I'm so glad you went first now. Kayla, what you got?
I was driving home yesterday afternoon, and on the 215, like right past Decatur, there was an older gentleman that was pulled over, and he blown out tire right there, and he was just old enough to where, like, you just feel bad because he clearly had no idea, but no less than three different cars had stopped to help this guy change his tire because they were all in the back trying to pull out the spare, and that was a really sweet gesture. I probably should have stopped. They'd offered my assistance, but to those three people, y'all is.
That's what that's about right there. That's the spirit of what this thing is.
The greatest person in the world.
You know what? Now would be a good time to remind you, too. If you ever want to nominate somebody, like a legitimate person that did something good for you, that's my dream for this, is that people go, hey, look, I want to make so-and-so the greatest person in the world. We'll put you on.
Okay.
We'll put you on the radio. Never right around 9:30 every day if you got something. I get people that send stories for good feeling and greatest person constantly. Probably,
I love that.
Probably three a day. So if I ever don't have one, it's just because I'm horrifically lazy.
Yeah, right.
I mean, no, that's it. Lil Jess, who's your greatest person?
So a cure for HPV may be around the corner thanks to Mexican scientist Eva Ramon and her team.
Thank you, Jesus!
Yes.
Oh, did I say that out loud?
It could not come too soon.
Oh, my God.
They were able to eliminate 100% of the infection in 29 patients without lesions using photodynamic therapy. And I'm not going to go into the details on
You shouldn't have gone into lesions.
Sorry. Well, she's been working on this for 20 years now, so great to see the results. So, Eva Ramon, you are
the greatest person
in the world.
In the world.
You know I love Canada. You know I love old people, and I got two old Canadian ladies.
Yeah.
Awesome. They have not been publicly identified, but they were going to bingo the other night in some little place in Ontario at their nursing home. Supposedly an altercation occurred after a 79-year-old woman took an 86-year-old woman's usual game seat. She wasn't taking that sitting down. Apparently, this thing turned into a fight between the two and then later involved other residents, escalating into an all-out brawl. The seniors eventually settled down after cops came.
Oh, yeah.
They fought long enough, and there were enough of them that they needed cops to break it up. What this tells me is that there is not enough staff to be able to break up the fight. There's enough staff to be able to do what they need to do at the nursing home.
Yeah.
But they are outnumbered, outgunned, and outmanned by the 80-year-olds who've just, it's been building for a while, and now you got yourself a line brawl. And the whole thing, you know? Everything settled down. And this is the best. No charges filed. They didn't have to call the paramedics. Nobody reported injured. The only way you're going to get injured is if you fall. You know what
That's
I mean? Because who's swinging hard enough to cause any damage? As the Constable Sandra Barr, the spokesperson for the Leeds County Detachment of the Ontario Provincial Police, explained, it's certainly an unusual call for us. It's unclear if the bingo game went ahead as planned. And let me add in, if this is a Canadian nursing home, it is not known if alcohol was a factor.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just going to say that. So, hey, two old ladies in Canada, never give up, never give in.
The greatest person in the world. Listen more and win more. It's the Jeff Buchanan Show's final exam.
All right, little Jess, what we got?
Tyler Gottlieb.
Tyler, what part of town are you from?
Northtown, hey.
Hey. Listen, man, we learned something today. It kind of hit us all right in the gut. What did we learn?
Be patient. Just keep waiting.
Yeah, just be patient. Because was there more to it than that? Be patient. And hang on a second. Let me play.
Be patient because anything is possible.
Yeah, what did you say?
Be patient because anything is possible.
That's what I could have sworn that's what you said.
Be patient because anything is possible.
Yeah, I swore that was what you said. I couldn't remember. Congratulations. Charlie XCX is doing it. We're doing a free 90s dance party. CO1, spinning 90s hits all night long, and a performance from Charlie XCX. And we'll get you a $50 food and beverage credit to Brooklyn Bowl this Friday to go party there. And you may be winning a bowling lane for you and three friends, and a meet and greet for you and three friends. So you can meet Charlie XCX in person.
Awesome.
Yeah, really, really good. Have yourself a great day, buddy.
Awesome. I appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. And I want to make sure that everybody can hear it, that you know that I say go Rebels tonight against Air Force. Spence says,
go Knights, go.
Yeah, because, I mean, obviously it's... I just love that so much.
Yes,
and everybody have a great day. We love you. God bless you. Thank you so much for listening. Okay. See you tomorrow, P1s.
The Jeff Buchanan Show. The Jeff Buchanan Show. 98.5 KLQC.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.